you know, rule of thumb, if you can talk and carry on a conversation, that's easy. If you can speak in one or two words at a time, that's hard. Episode 322 of the Diz Runs With podcast is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, how to get faster. Hey guys, before we dive into today's quick tip, I have a new option available for those of you that might be interested in helping a brother out once in a while. And many of you have helped out in so many ways. There's so many options of ways that you've supported the show and myself, and they're all been very much appreciated. But the newest thing that is another one that costs you literally nothing but a few seconds of your time is I finally have created and made live this speaking page on my website. You know, various times throughout the life of the podcast, and if you've connected with me on social media and things like that, you may have caught wind of the fact that I want to make public speaking and speaking at race expos and things like that kind of part of my shtick, part of what I do for making a living and making ends meet and growing the podcast and the brand and everything that I've got going on business wise. And wanting to do something like that, maybe I should have a page on my website about that. You know, hey, rocket science, you know. So I finally have that page live. There's still a couple of tweaks and a couple of changes that I might be making to it, but they're basically nothing more than cosmetic type of changes. So my ask, my favor today and any day that it strikes you, any day that you're just sitting around going, man, how can I help Denny out today? This is what you can do. Jump on Twitter, jump on Facebook, jump on Instagram or whatever your social media channel of choice is. And if there's a race that you're running and you think that, hey, it'd be cool if I spoke there, send them a tweet. Let them, send them a message, post on their wall, send them an email, whatever it might be, and direct them to dizruns.com/speaking and be like, hey, you should have this guy come speak at our race next year. I'm running it. I'd love to hear him speak. Those types of things kind of helps to get me on the radar. And then, if they don't reach out to me, at least if I reach out to the races, and you can maybe even tag me too. And then if I reach out to the race and they're like, oh, hey, some people have been asking about this guy, it just kind of helps to grease the wheels a little bit and maybe, make something happen. So I apologize that this intro is gone on for as long as it has. But, if you are so inclined at some point in the days, weeks, months, leading away from now and towards spring of 2017 and beyond, I'd appreciate it. So again, dizruns.com/speaking. You can check it out if you want, and then pass it along to the races that you might want me to speak at, and we'll see what happens. I'm looking to add at least four or five races to the speaking schedule next year. Would love to have more, but let's shoot for four or five and see what happens. See if we can end up even more than that. But anyway, let's get on with today's quick tip. Now that I've already gone on for 3.5 minutes, and we haven't even gotten to the juice yet, to the meat of the discussion yet, and that is how to get faster. Hands down, the most common question I get, whether it's on Twitter, on email, feedback when people start working in the coterie or start working with me as their coach, they have time goals. People want to get faster. They have time goals for the race, whether it's a PR, whether it's a Boston qualifier, whether it's getting faster at shorter distances. I mean, as runners, if you're even slightly competitive, and I don't mean competitive in the nature of trying to win a race, but if you're just competitive in yourself, I mean, I think that the time maybe isn't the your race time isn't your most important measure of success all the time, but I think for many runners, I'm not going to say all because I'm sure that there's some that really could care less about races and race times, but for a lot of runners, having a little bit faster time is a goal, and fast is obviously relative. I talk to people that are 3-hour marathoners and they're looking for ways to shave a few minutes off their time. Talk to people that are 5 and 6 hour marathoners, and they're looking for ways to shave a few minutes off their time. So, it kind of cuts across just about all running demographics that runners just, kind of want to get a little bit faster once in a while. And that's okay. And, I've talked before about kind of how my take on it, and I'm going to talk again on it because I continue to get these questions. And, you know, it's the first and foremost, I do want to make a couple things clear. One, this isn't the only way. This is the way that I believe is the best long term. What I'm about to kind of try to explain in the few minutes that are left today may not be the thing that will get you the fastest between now and 6 weeks from now. But, you know, if you're taking the long range view, if you want to keep running and be healthy for many, many years, and get faster as you go, I believe hands down that the 80-20 type of philosophy, whether you buy into the exact ratios or not, I believe wholeheartedly that that is the way to stay healthy while also getting faster. So if you're not familiar with 80-20, that is kind of a training style, training philosophy that has kind of been around since about the 50s, I believe. But Matt Fitzgerald recently wrote a book titled 80-20 Running, and I'm going to look for what the link is, because I had Matt on the show about a year ago. Maybe just over a year ago. And we talked a lot about 80-20 running. That's really when my perspective on training, both for myself and for the folks that I'm working with, kind of changed. And I've really bought into this 80-20 idea. And if you want to listen to that episode, I'm trying to pull things up here, to kind of go back and really get, hear the full take and see if it's something that maybe you might be interested in doing. It is episode 160. You'd think I could remember that one. It's a nice even number. So if you go to disruns.com/160, you can listen to the chat with Matt. And you can also check out his book, 80-20 Running, which obviously details kind of the science behind it, behind the theory. And I'm going to give you the Cliff's Notes version of said science today, and kind of hopefully, if you haven't heard of this before, if you've wrestled with it or haven't thought about doing it, kind of help to nudge you in that direction. Because like I said, I believe wholeheartedly that if you want to get faster while also avoiding injuries and get faster for not just the next race, but for the next decade of your running or you know, the next several years of your running, at least, this is the way you do it. So what do you do? All you gotta do is remember 80-20 and then just try to keep your numbers close to that. So 80 represents 80% of the time that you're training. So that's running time. That's cross training time. That's if you do some cycling, some swimming, some you know, any of that type of cardiovascular exercise that is in, you know, that is included with easy running. So we're talking 80% is easy training. Not anything that's super hard. I mean, you're breaking a sweat, you're moving a little bit, you're working, but it's not what anyone would consider to be a high intense workout. Okay, 80% of your training volume, if you want to get faster, probably needs to be slower than what you're doing most of your training at right now. Because the studies have shown, and they outline this very clearly in the book, that the majority of runners do most of their runs, most of their easy runs too hard, and most of their hard runs not hard enough. So kind of in that neutral area, that gray area that's not easy, not hard. You want your easy runs, and about 80% of them, 80% of your runs should be easy, to be easy. So if you talk kind of heart rate zone training, you're talking like zone two. You know, you want to be in zone two, where you can carry on a conversation, where you don't really get tired, at least cardiovascular wise. You're never out of breath. You're just moving along nice and steady, steady Eddie. That's where you want most of your training runs to be. Most of your recovery runs, you know, long chunks of your long runs. Keep it nice and easy. On the flip side, the 20%, those are your hard runs. Those are your speed interval type of training. Your tempo runs kind of fall into this hard category. You can do segments during your long runs, depending on what you're training for, where you do, you know, some easy and then you do a harder section or something like that, or a faster finish. But about 20% of your training volume, as far as time goes, time on your feet, time training, should be hard. And not just like, oh, I'm a little bit out of breath. I mean, hard, okay? You know, I don't know the zones on this, but you're talking, you know, near maximal. You know, obviously if you're doing a tempo run, you're not going to be quite at redlining because you can't hold it that long. But you should be very, very, working very, very hard during your tempo runs. And if you're doing short stuff, you know, quarter mile repeats, half mile repeats, you should be killing it on each of your repeats. You need to run hard when you're supposed to run hard. Easy when you run easy, but hard when you run hard. And in the book, they talk about kind of a way to estimate that via heart rate. So if you got a watch that monitors your heart rate, you can get a good indication. There's a good test you can do where you just go run for like 30 minutes and you know, at the end of it, you know, based on the difficulty of how you're running. If you want a question on that, just let me know and I'll try to explain it to you. But it's pretty clear in the book. You run for 30 minutes and it tells you kind of what your lactate threshold is, and then you base everything else off of that. You can also do it by rate of perceived exertion. You can also do it by pace, although it's best to kind of have a little bit of all three of those so you can kind of figure out, you know, because some days you feel like you're running really hard and you're not, and some days you feel like you're running really easy and you're not. So you just need to kind of figure it out. But, you know, rule of thumb, If you can talk and carry on a conversation, that's easy. If you can speak in one or two words at a time, that's hard. Okay. And if you're doing like quarter miles or something like that, where you really should be gassing it, you shouldn't even be able to speak at all. And you don't really want to be anywhere in the middle. You don't want to be in the middle ground. And that's the simplest recipe for getting faster while also not breaking down. All right. Too often I see runners and hear runners talking about, I was training to get faster. I was trying to BQ or getting ready for a PR, and I wind up injured 6 weeks before the race. And you're looking at it, and they're doing everything is hard. They're running their long runs turn into basically tempo runs. Their tempo runs turn into I don't even know, you know, way harder than they should be. And they're never doing any easy running. They're never doing any recovery running. You need that break for your body to get stronger. You don't need to break it down all the time. But again, when you go hard, you need to go hard. So that may sound simple. That may sound counterintuitive. It may sound like a combination of both of those things. But I can't give you a better recipe for getting faster. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes a while. You're talking 12 to 18 months to really start to see legitimate progress. But the longer that you stick with this formula, the longer that you continue to keep your easy runs easy and just hammer the hell out of your long runs, you'll see yourself getting faster. Yeah, you'll see yourself getting faster, and you might be surprised that your legs aren't feeling as heavy as they maybe have in the past when you've really tried to focus on getting faster by doing too many runs too hard. So that's 80-20 running in a nutshell. I can't encourage you enough to check out the book. You know, it's a great book. There's a link in the show notes if you're so inclined. You can get it from Amazon. I think it's like $10. $12 maybe or something like that if you get the paperback, and you know right around, but a few bucks cheaper if you get the Kindle version. It's an easy read. It's not even 200 pages. It's pretty simple to go through. But it was a light bulb moment for me. Like I said, it changed how I train myself, how I train my runners. And if you read it with an open mind, it may just be a light bulb moment for you. And who knows what the impact could be 3, 4, 5 years down the road if you start adopting 80-20 running right now. So if you want to get faster, 80-20 running. It's that simple. So next week we'll kind of wrap up this race pace and pace kind of series of quick tips after I've gotten a bunch of questions recently. And next week, that means we're talking about how to hold your pace, how to not go out too fast and then blow up, which is a common issue, common problem, something that you may never completely master, but you can hopefully try to control and do a little bit better job. But we'll talk all about that next week. So until next time, 80-20 running, y'all. It's the way to go. So thanks for listening. Thanks for listening. I appreciate your time. I appreciate all the support. And again, if you want to tell people, tell races about me and help me get on the speaking circuit, dizruns.com/speaking, and pass that along to your race of choice for 2017. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Maybe I can be in your neck of the woods, and we can hang out, and we can just say hi. I'd love to get to meet some of you guys in person. So let's make it happen. And this is one of the easy ways to do it. So that's it for today, guys. Hope you have a great rest of the day. Have a great weekend if you're listening to this on Friday. But whatever day you're listening to this, have a great rest of the day. And thanks for listening. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. And take care. And we'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. See ya.